city. Everybody's screaming, come to this party. Roll for real, but I'm done. To be honest, and I put that on my mama and my baby boo too. 20 million walking at the car, better woo woo. Oh yeah, fuck the judge, I'm at a past 25. And now I was a little nappy, had a deal with the barbine. Life ain't shit, but a fat bitch, I'm screaming, Andy, are you okay? Andy, are you okay? Little tenant with a double play, straight from the bar, Mr. Billy and a beast. From a peasant to a prince to a motherfucking king. Oh yeah, bitch, where you and I was born.
I'm somewhere in the East Bay. I'm not really sure where. I have a rough idea. And it sucks because, you know, the thing about driving home from LA is that, you know, you leave in the morning and then you manage to get back to the fucked up civilized stuff on the other end right around the time the traffic is real bad. So, like, I'm about to hit Friday rush hour traffic. Like, the people on the other side, people on 580 East, here's your traffic fucking update. 580 East is on fire. It might as well just be... It's a parking lot. I don't know, man. Relatively benign drive up from LA. I woke up about 8 and then thought I could go back to sleep for another half hour, but I just got up. I don't know. Got up, packed up, got moving, picked up Adam at his hotel. And then we hit the fucking road. And the only thing on the drive that was cool, well, I don't know what, you know, Adam dozed off at one point, and he woke up just in time to see the fucking road on fire, or the side of the road. So, like, staring at it, just going like, that's a big fire, and no one's putting it out, and everyone's just driving past it at roughly full speed. He's like, looking at it, it's like, it's 100 degrees outside, that shit's on fire. All right. Kind of sat up and I said, hey, you picked a good time to wake up. Look at that. Like, oh, fuck. All right. Drove past that and kept moving. Oh. But yeah, I don't know. I got another 60 miles to go to get home. And I'm really looking forward to being home. Pretty excited about it. then I figure I'll hit traffic kind of as soon as I get to Oakland or something, because that's where you start. Like, I'll cross over from being, like, moving away from San Francisco, or I'm moving towards San Francisco to moving away from it, so I'll probably get there just in time for some hot commute traffic. That'll fucking suck, but, well, hopefully it'll go okay.
This is Eminem. J45, new music starts here, and then the world follows. Yeah, at that time, excited. Yay.
I've gone a week without listening to any radio. I don't know. Like, what's the new music? What's the new music, dog? The Hunted Band Gang here?
Well, Well, I'm jazz with the most finesse. And I do it to the rhythm, till I do it the best. Now we're the funky four.
And I'm the first one born.
And this is the way we go back and forth.
When the five MCs, y'all are too much. We're the Dr. Mike, with the magic touch. And we're on time.
We're masterminds, we hit the dive, and we run down the rhyme.
There are four fly guys and the best female. I'm telling the truth, not a fairy tale.
Now listen to the story that the five were down. And it's guaranteed, shall let the travel around. We said it once, and we said it twice. And we proved to you that we're better than that.
Good rhymes.
And I tell everybody how you got your fame. And when it's time to say, oh yeah, boogie to the rhythm like you just don't care. If you come to a party for a ball, stir it out. You be prepared for DJ Breakout. When you come on back, you want to do it again. You be prepared for DJ Barry. If you come to a party to get quality, you be prepared for the 5MC. If you come to a party to get clientele, you be prepared for DJ Rock Rail. If you come to a party to get history, you be prepared because I'm leading by the scene.
When I was in the Project Morpheus room with Kanye West, I should have asked him how many pictures of his own penis he had on his phone. You know, that's really, I should have... Excuse me, I know you're like shooting someone with a VR Uzi right now, but hey, I had a quick question. A, are you building that Montessori? And also...
I feel blessed.
Soul Assassins Radio. The West Wing.
We are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
DJ
Mugg from Cypress Hill, Mr. Trump from the Beat Junkies.
DJ Mugg.
Every Monday night, 10 to 12 Eastern Time, it's
the
Soul of
Sound. He played the heist, the London heist demo.
DJ Mugg from Cypress Hill.
Which is the one where you're sitting in the passenger seat of a van or something, a truck or something, and shooting out of the car. Oh, that's a lot of traffic right here. And I don't know, you're shooting a bunch of motorcycles and cars that are shooting back at you, you know? And you have to keep reloading the Uzi using your other hand, so you can kind of pick up the gun with either hand, and then you use your free hand to, grab magazines out of a duffel bag. Every time with both guitar games, which guitar feels better? I didn't play either guitar game at E3, but I already had played them both. They're kind of different things. I mean, the Rock Band guitar. I haven't tried the new Rock Band 4 guitar. I think I saw it with old hardware, but they aren't changing dramatically. The guitar builds are roughly the same, I think. Presumably they would improve them where they could, but I don't know for sure about that. And then the Guitar Hero guitar is a totally different thing. It's that 3x2 configuration, like, makes it feel a little more realistic, and I think that's really interesting. But it's also just guitar, you know. It's like not really a band experience, so it's kind of a different. Like, it's almost like they're banking on competitive stuff being the interesting thing about Guitar Hero, and that's always been the least interesting thing about Guitar Hero to me. So I kind of want a full band game, but the Guitar Hero guitar is really cool, so I mean, I'll play that game too. That van is not moving, and it is in a lane. Expect to spend much time with Black Ops 3. I don't know. I played a few rounds of it, the multiplayer. I don't know. There's some cool traversal stuff in it that feels good. It's like it's got a double jump, but, you hold it down on the second tap to boost, like Destiny, I guess, right? I mean, is a second jump is kind of, you know, you can just tap it for a quick psh, or hold it down for a psh, and use that to boost around. But it drains out pretty quickly, and then you have to, you know, land and recharge. You can do like a boosted slide, a running crouch, and that'll drain the meter the same way. And then if you kind of push into a wall as you're jumping alongside of it, it will go into a wall run. So, like, the first thing I did in that game was, and this was kind of cool because I hadn't played it before and kind of knew that there was some movement stuff in it, but didn't know how any of it worked. I ran up a flight of stairs, boost jumped over a wall, saw that there was a wall next to me, pushed up against it, ran along the wall, and then saw a dude round the corner up ahead and shot him as I was running along the wall, and then fell down, landed, and confirmed that he picked up his dog tags. And I was like, well, that's pretty fucking rad. But I also kept clicking in the left stick trying to do, like, forward boosts, and it doesn't have that, and that bums me out. And the whole, like, specialist thing of, like, each, you know, you pick a character, and that character has an ability, and when your meter fills up, you hit, like, L1 and R1 to pop the ability, so it's like, oh, you've got, a chain gun that comes out of your weird robot hand, or you're a lady with a bow and you pull out the bow, or you know, another lady that has a pistol and she'll pull out the pistol and it does increased damage for a few seconds, but if you die, it's gone, you know? And that stuff, none of that seems super interesting to me. So, So, you know, yeah, I don't know. There's something interesting there, and we'll see how it develops, you know. The creative class is like a pick 10 system, wild cards, like it's, you know, it's that stuff. You know, perk 2 greed, primary gunfighter, like all the wild cards were the same. You know, you just look at it and go like, yep, okay. You seem to have standardized this system a little bit, which is probably good because it just got weird. Redesigning it every year. I mean, you're right that Horizon game had some Monster Hunter-y elements to it, but it also looked like it was developed by a studio that understands how to make a modern fucking video game, so it probably won't be that Monster Hunter-y. Also, my understanding is that it is a role-playing game, so you'll be, like, just leveling up and building stuff and not like, oh, I gotta hunt this thing and hope I get the drops I need. It's funny that, like, New York radio is still really into this fucking air horn explosion shit. You know, I know it's like satellite radio, so it's not really New York radio, but that's where they do it all from. Like, I'm always going to think air horns are funny. But I think, I suspect that they don't think that they're funny the same way I do. That on some level they're like, no, these are still dope. And I'm like, I mean, yes, but not, but no. I mean, maybe at some point just radio stops evolving completely because it's the radio and, you know, doesn't matter the same way it used to, so no one new is getting into it to shake it up. So it's just like, I don't know, man, this air horns and explosions have been working for a while, so let's just keep doing that. Take back everything I just said. Dave Lang have a new phone yet? I don't know. Why don't you call him and ask him? Wonder why we never have faith in the system. Look at young niggas like a waste of existence. And when we do, look at how I try to do this. Become the world champion in y'all. Get rich on the rim, y'all searching for business. Like it ain't no respect. Explosions.
Driving in excitement.
shit back, goddamn. Run that shit back. Press record, asshole.
Approximately how many recoveries got me through this trip? I drank one a few hours ago, and then before that I drank a Rockstar Energy Shake, which I had never seen before. But it was like a bunch of protein and a bunch of calcium and then also energy. And it was cookies and cream flavored. And it tasted like one of those cookies and cream protein bars, but liquid. And I don't know that I liked it. But it was, I mean, it was drinkable. That's right, the Warriors won the basketball while we were gone. This billboard says congratulations Warriors on it. Huh. Well, great. This mix show is just like, as every time it switches song, they start every single song over again. As if like every single one is some kind of event that's like, no, you don't know what a business. Like, no, it's like the songs are not especially new or great or exclusive or anything. You know, it's just like, yeah, all right, it's okay. Just want to loop the hook, I guess that's fine, but I just like that you keep having laser noises and air horns and explosions and dumb shit. So, whatever has to happen to make that a reality.
Yeah, seconds. I kept talking that shit on Shade 45.
Money in my bum and chains make it dumber. Bitch, I'm swerving in the rain and I'm still dumber.
Remember where you heard it first. With drama, trendset, and clinic men. Right here on Shade 45.
This starts at the beginning.
Minorities
nice getting back to an area that's not fucking super hot and crazy. Like Central California. Even L- it was a hot E3 this year. It was fucking hot in LA. And it kind of always is, but you know, like it was a warm one this year. And now here I am, fucking driving over a bridge, just looking at the water. Late afternoon, early evening. 72 degrees. And I'm just like, yeah. Alright. Home yet, I shouldn't say anything, but this was a nice easy drive back. This one went pretty fast. I mean, by the time I'm done, it will have been, you know, like we probably got on the road at like 10:30. So in terms of hours, like it's definitely not the fastest I've driven back, but didn't feel like much time at all. That's always nice. But yeah, it's probably another 40 minutes on the road. I'm not that far away from home, so I'm sure there will be some fucking real traffic up ahead. I like that this radio show doesn't have enough fucking drops from this fucking gravelly voice dude, so they just have to repeat them. You can never go, quality street music at its finest, like four times in an hour. The streets is always watching. There's the prison, looking real prisony. Hey, prison. I keep in trouble with it. Are watching because Macklemore's here. Good stuff.
Look in it.
I need a penthouse with a basket.
feel like God blacklisted me to show he exists. If he really has a plan, he needs to show me the script. And my father was suit, I need a few thousand proof. I've always been your in tight, never out of the loop. I'm on the south side, you better bring a pop with the juice. I'm the low squad captain, if you don't drop classes, you ain't in the same lane, so don't try to dispute. Look.
Airway, to the academy, dropping back to back here on Streets Watch on Shade 45.
By this sign right here, and it says it's 32 minutes to get home, then yes, oh yes, there is traffic. Oh, it's trying to, all right, yeah. Maybe I'll take this, take the back way home. Maybe that'll be easier.
Asking what a selling at. Don't get my shit trying to tell you, hey, me, girl. I don't know you like that. Hey, I go down. I'll tell you, be around. I'll take your ass right back.
Darn, I was all excited about the weather being cool, but now that I'm getting closer to home, it's 85 degrees again.
Hey, what's up, Miss Kelly Rowland? What is that? That sounds crazy. Can you please bring that back?
Oh.
And it ain't Shade 45, we rockin' Friday night after Christmas. New K-Cam is Kim.
I get fucked on. I don't think it's the Friday night after Christmas. This might not be a live show. This might not be a live episode of this thing.
Bad bitch, man. Yeah. never told no lie, real, real, they true. You ain't never told no lie, you ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that I try to see a million, but they die. What up?
Name a that grown summer, I'll rap his ass, I'll trap his ass, pour his ass in a plastic bag with his trash ass. Take him out, bring him in, them whole things. Tupac without a nose ring. Thug life, one for mistress, selling girlfriend. I did what they say I wouldn't. Went what they say I couldn't. YSL belt buckle, y'all show it looking.
Whizzing by at an amazing 19 miles an hour here. Just. Just killing it.
Get unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real, real gon' miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real, real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that I try to see a million, but they got. What up?
The 106 KMEL will call window. It's open.
1-877-955-1061.
Call the 106 scores tickets now.
The Bay's number one for hip hop and R&B is 106 KMEL.
Watch it all fall out. Blow it up, blow it up. I saw we ball out. Throw it up, watch it all fall out. Blow it up, blow it up. That's how we ball out. Strip clubs and dollar bills. Still got more money. Drone shots, gonna get a refill. Going up and down that pole. Still got my money. 4 o'clock and we ain't going home. Still got my money. Trying to make the world go round. Still got my money. Things make your girl go down. Still got my money. Fly more where that came from. Still got my money. Look at your eyes, I know you won't fall. Still got my money. Oh, oh, all I see is signs.
Game everybody else was playing. That's for sure.
Excellent. I'm harder than all y'all pussy ass niggas.
Yeah. Hey, love the show, Backspin, Sirius XM, man. And you know what, man? Right now, I'd like to take this time out to congratulate my son, Zaya. He's graduating from high school on Monday.
Nice.
And he's already been accepted to Seton Hall University.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and he's already in a summer program. So right after he graduates, he got 6 days to chill, then straight to the summer program.
Good. Keep it asking. Yeah. You know, that's the problem with a lot of people. They take a little bit of time off and they start slacking, man. Good. Get his ass right back into school.
I never take time off in school. I would have still been in school.
Yeah. You know what he told me, too? You know what he told me? I'm not sure if I want to go to the summer program. You know what I told
you?
Fuck that! You're going to the summer program, son. You don't have a choice. That's right. That's a beautiful thing. Because by the time the fall semester starts, you will be already acclimated to college life.
Yep.
You'll know what college life is all about.
Yep.
It's all going to be good.
It'll be easier to adapt.
That's right. It's going to be
a little quicker.
That's right. It's going to be a great thing for him. And I told him when you come home on a weekend, if you're not doing nothing, go ahead, grab the whip and go ahead about your business, man.
Oh, nice.
You know what I mean? Hold you back in time to go back to school.
Yep.
I don't have no problem.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you getting him the whip, or is he borrowing a whip of yours?
They can't have a whip at Seton Hall.
I know. You were telling me that. Yeah. So you're going to hold on the whip?
So the whip will be at the crib.
Okay.
So when he gets back, you know, by the time he starts his first semester, he'll have his own whip.
Okay.
He'll definitely have
nice.
Yeah, so I'm looking out for him in that manner, you know? So
good for you, Zaya.
I'm really proud of him, man. I know I got to have a box of tissue with me. I know.
Yeah, bring that tissue with you.
Yeah, that's my only boy, man. I got, you know, y'all know I got girls.
Of course.
And that's my only son. So for him to be graduating from high school or something and on time, come on.
Yeah.
He's a good kid. You know what I mean? He's a really good kid. Yeah. So I just wanted to say congratulations to my son, Zaya. Yes. And you can fuck out of here about not going to that summer program. Because
you
don't.
You ain't getting no break.
Yeah, so last night, I wanted to share something with y'all. I want to know if I'm just getting, like, really in my old age, or do all of you guys feel the same way that I feel?
Yeah.
Last night, I'm in my spot. I'm chilling, right?
Yeah,
I go by, I had a meeting, so I go to Fume, my cigar club. We had a meeting, and then after that, I hung out. Now, there's a dude in there last night. He's with one of the guys that's a member, but he's not actually a member. So he's lucky that he's in there after 6 o'clock.
Right.
Because after 6 o'clock, if you're not a member, you got the balance.
Right.
Okay?
So people start getting up.
And he starts chatting me up, but the way he's chatting me up is like, he's trying to make jokes, and I'm feeling like, dude, you don't even know me.
Yeah.
You don't
know too comfortable.
Like, I'm standing there. Y'all saw me yesterday.
Yeah.
I had the Yeezys on yesterday.
Right.
So I'm standing there getting my smokes out of my locker. He goes, what size sneaker is that? Those look small. You're such a too tall dude with a small foot. I'm like, he's a size 11, bro.
Really? Why are you looking at my feet, fam?
Sizing you up.
Like, why are you sizing me up?
And I turned around, I looked at Big D, I said, what your man think this is 89? He ain't taking my sneakers, so what you worried about what size they are?
Yeah.
And then later on, we all sitting at the table, and we was talking about something that happened with a certain person within our group.
Uh-huh.
And he comes back over to the table. What we talk about now? Let's talk about it. What we talking about now? That my man Ezgo.
That sounds very strange.
Yeah, my man Ezgo, yo man, we talking about like some,
you know, some private shit.
Yeah, Ez kind of blew him off real good.
Yeah.
Like, we talking about something, you know, really that don't concern you and it's kind of private. Now, is it me or was I wrong for feeling like
no?
You?
Nah. He was definitely invading your space.
Definitely.
I know that happened to me too, man. Motherfuckers get to
your cigar club.
So I never met this guy a day in my life, bro.
People take our coolness like, and they think they can just joke with us certain ways, and you know, like they get too comfortable.
Right.
So it's like you gotta check certain people. Like I told Shelly, you gotta check certain people sometimes, man. Like
they get, I really want to hit them with the fuck out of here.
Yeah, because you could have easily turned around and just elbowed him real quick, like move back a little bit. Give me a piece.
Yeah, I really wanted to fuck out of here with that dude, man. And then we was talking about basketball last night, and then he was talking, I was like, my dude, you don't know what you're talking about, dude. Like, just be quiet, because there has been no NBA championship team that has ever won an NBA championship without at least 2 All-Stars on that team.
Right.
It has never, ever happened, and nobody can tell me. The Golden State Warriors had more than 2 All-Stars.
Yeah.
Andre Iguodala was an All-Star before.
Right.
David Lee has made the All-Star team before, right? Steph Curry has made the All-Star team, and so has Klay Thompson. So they have four All-Stars.
Jordan.
I was like, wait a minute. Jordan, Pippen, Horace Grant, they all made the All-Star team. Tony Kukoc made the All-Star team. Jordan, Dennis Rodman, Scottie Pippen, All-Star. Nobody has ever won the NBA championship without at least two All-Stars on the team. Never. So crazy. Shut the fuck up. Plus, you ain't a member. So he did say that to me. He said, maybe I need to chill. I'm like, yeah, you need to chill.
I'm going to tell
Frank to get you the fuck up out of here.
You're going
to
call Frank and you're going to get the fuck up out of here.
Bring out my space.
Speaking of the Golden State Warriors, who are the NBA champions, it's time for us to do a city block in honor of Golden State Warriors. Yeah. We're going to do something for the city of Oakland. We're going to hit y'all with some Too Short. We're going to hit y'all with some Loonies. We're going to hit y'all with some Della Funky Homo Sapien. And we're going to hit y'all with some Souls of Mischief. So congratulations to the NBA champion, Golden State Warriors.
Jeff Curry with the pot.
There you go. It's City Blocks on the Ed Lover Show.
Yes.
Toss up your flag and rep your city.
Just another block episode.
It's City Blocks. Backspin, baby.
Like
you waste it. We know life is.
Songs with bass when I got empty cans in the car. They just rattle. It's no good.
Street to street and block to block.
Coming down the block, man, loud.
The artist that defines the city sound.
Neighborhoods to land with the keys to my city like the main
city blocks. Backspin, baby.
Why you wanna play a hate on me?
Can help. So welcome to the land of ski masses. We blasts and bust a couple of caps up and think we gas. The dust that's being kicked up, a yuck is down to lick up. Then we stick up at an armored truck pick up. Then get up about the scenery,
with greenery.
Stocked up, watch out, so the block up with creamery.
That cream, I fling, got things on my team. Like that ain't that dream, and whole swing on my ding a lane.
Something tremendous, they spin grip. Endless trips to Macy's, they trade me. So player haters, hate me. I keep the safety off my 4/5. Hold it and focus, who's gonna use the trip all on my dick when I was the brokest. But notice I got a little mail now. Cause everybody but hell you when I see like hell now. You just a bust around in blood, you know. Cause spreading faulty rumors around the town like Club Nouveau. Really though.
Really though. All right. I made it. Awesome. Hell of a week. All right. That was E3, so yeah. Get back at it on Monday, I guess.